In just a couple of days, on so-called Good Friday, we'll be remembering what Jesus did for us on that blood-drenched cross, the price he paid, the sacrifice he made so that we could be forgiven. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Good Friday is rather an odd name, don't you think, for a day that commemorates Jesus' brutal execution, nailed to a cross to suffer and die in excruciating pain. But we call it good because when we believe in what he did for us, you and I are forgiven for all that we've done against God. You and I are given a new life to live here on this earth. You and I are gifted an eternity in his presence. But maybe this Easter, your own cross of suffering is weighing you down. And that pain has a way of blunting any joy that we might have over what this whole Easter thing, the painful death and powerful resurrection of Jesus, actually means. So, absolutely, we can and should rejoice in what Christ has done for us. But not only that, we also rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope doesn't put us to shame because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. Make no mistake, anyone who sets out to live their life following Jesus will suffer. But in that suffering, in your suffering, God is shaping your character to be more and more Christ-like, filling you with certain hope in him and pouring his love into your heart by his Spirit. Now that's good, very good, and that's God's word fresh for you today. They call the gospel of Jesus Christ the good news. What an understatement. It's fantastic news. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.